Welcome to this second episode of my new podcast. My name is Jason Teal, and today we're going to talk about a place that is near and dear to my heart, and that is South Korea. With that being said, I want to talk about why I think that Korea is one of the most underrated travel photography destinations in Asia. I firmly believe that Korea has as much to offer a travel photographer, landscape photographer, or a trendy Instagrammer than other places that have been shot to death, like Tokyo or Hong Kong. Korea always seems to be getting skipped over by pro photographers when they've come to Asia, and it always seems so strange to me. It's like asking your friends to come over to your house to watch the game, and then everyone just stares at their feet and goes, well, yeah, maybe next time. I always wonder why. The only answer that I ever really got was that it's not as marketable as places like Tokyo. So their shots are just not as popular on social media, and people are usually not familiar with the locations here. This is sort of true when you think about it. If I showed the average person a shot of Gyeongbokgung or Bulguksa Temple, chances are they wouldn't know which country they're in. However, if I show them a shot of Sensoji Temple gates, you know, the big ones with the lantern, and most people, I'm guessing, would probably know that's in Japan. Now, with the rise of K-pop bands like BTS and Korean dramas, Korea is becoming more of a travel destination, yet I'm still not really seeing a great demand for photos here. Perhaps I'm maybe not talking to the right people. There is, however, a lot to shoot here. Anything from the food to the filming locations of the popular dramas and movies like, you know, Train to Busan. For landscape photography, there's also so much to shoot, and it's available year-round. Not to mention that temples like Tongdosa or Bulguksa are second to none. They're just amazing. It's just that many people don't really know them, which is sad, because I think that they're so accessible and, as I said before, jaw-droppingly beautiful. Now, let's cover the basics of why I think South Korea is great and why I think it's a wonderful place for photography. In order to do that, we need to look at one aspect that is not entirely about photography, so to speak, or at least it's not the first thing that comes to mind, and that is transportation. Unless you're super wealthy or working for a large company, chances are you're not going to be hiring a fixer to arrange the transportation for you. If you're like me, when you travel to other countries, you tend to use public transportation for the most part. Here in Korea, that system is amazing. There are numerous apps that let you breeze through the ticket lines and get you where you're going, and that's really what you need to do when you're traveling here. A few of the essential ones that come to mind are the Kakao family of apps, namely KakaoTalk, KakaoTaxi, KakaoMetro, KakaoBus. You get the idea. These will all help you in your travels here, and they're so easily changed to English. It's just phenomenal. The Korail app is another great app to have because it basically allows you to buy your KTX bullet train tickets from your phone. So that brings me to another point, and that's Korea is extremely cheap to travel, and the quality is amazing. I personally love taking the KTX, and I even splurge on the first class car because it's only really about $75 if you go at certain times of the day, and that's taking you all the way across the country. And not to mention, they give you free cookies and nuts. I mean, what's more to like right there? Also, do take advantage of the free bottles of water for the first class passengers. I usually snag a few of those on my way out to go shooting. Also, there are numerous other cheap and affordable ways to get around Korea. It should also be noticed that, like, unlike Canada, Korea is relatively small, so a short drive or trip will greatly change the scenery. Something that I like to do is to drive out to the ocean near a historical city called Gyeongju. I can shoot a sunrise on the ocean, then drive to Gyeongju and photograph some of the historical sites, get some coffee, and then head back into the city for a cityscape sunset, all in the same day. There are just so many different kinds of places to shoot here. What I mean is that if you're looking for, say, the ultra-modern, you can check out areas up in Seoul or even Busan. If you want rural, you can look around Gyeongju or head to one of the smaller islands. Want something more peaceful? Then head out to one of the numerous Buddhist temples. Want mountains? Soraksan or even the Yeongnam Alps got you covered. It is all within about 2 to 3 hours, depending on how you travel. Now, what I want to touch on is something that I love about Korea, and that's also the attitude of the people. When I was back home in Canada, I was shocked about how paranoid the people were of photographers. Here in Korea, I don't find that as much. This doesn't mean you can run around sticking your camera in people's faces or following young girls around. Chances are they're going to probably arrest you for that. What I mean is that, for the most part, people generally appreciate photographers. There have been countless times that I've met different people while taking pictures, and they've always been interested in what I do or where I'm from. Not once did I get the feeling that they were scared or needed to call the police. It's just a wonderful feeling. Keep in mind, though, that places like temples are places of worship, and while many monks will just smile and bow, you have to be somewhat conscious of where you are. So that really brings this show to an end. Korea is an amazing place with a lot of unique places to photograph. If you are coming here at some point, don't be afraid to reach out. I can offer any help that I can, and if you're just wanting to go out and shoot, drop me a line. I'm easy to find. If you want to email me, you can at jasontealephoto, that's J-A-S-O-N-T-E-A-L-E, photo@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to help you out. And on that note, I have to say goodbye, and thank you again for listening to me ramble on, and I hope that to have you again for the next episode, where I'm going to share some of my favorite places around Korea.